Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a way to give thanks to your community this holiday season? Well, you can turkey trot on over to Pasadena Union Station Homeless Services and help them reach their turkey goal.
We are collecting over 900 this year, and they're going to be distributed as frozen turkeys in our, you know, turkey and all the fixings boxes.
And gay sheep steal the runway?
These sheep will not reproduce, but they do still produce wool.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Tuesday with me. These are some of the stories making headlines today, November 18th, 2025. How Pasadena turkeys are helping the community. The House finalizes their votes to release the Epstein files. Volunteers in the Pacific Palisades aim to create a more sustainable green space using native vegetation. LA basketball legend LeBron James returns to the court. Well, maybe. And how gay Rams made their way to center stage in New York City this weekend. But first, let's see how ICE raids have been affecting Latino-owned businesses in LA. Here's John Baird with that story.
LA businesses are seeing substantial revenue losses and a decrease in foot traffic, and local business leaders believe it's all because of the immigration enforcement action by the feds. The LA Economic Equity Accelerator and Fellowship interviewed 200 business leaders across LA County, focusing on areas where ICE agents have been the most active, and they found that 43% of Latino business owners have seen their revenues fall 50% or more since June when ICE ramped things up. Ron Gochaz, an immigrants' rights activist, tells us the Latino communities are getting hit hard for sure.
Let's say if it's a person who's a street vendor who sells hot dogs, you know, if they're not selling as much anymore, that means that product not going to either Smart and Final or Costco or wherever they get their ingredients from, it's going to affect the entire economy. So we know that this is something that's hurting Los Angeles, whether people are documented or not.
Some small business owners have confirmed that they're seeing far fewer customers because people are afraid to venture out. And some experts think it could get worse if the Trump administration continues to work toward its mass deportation goals. I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
LA County Supervisor Hilda Solis said that reports show how the ICE raids are hurting the immigrant communities.
Whether they are run by immigrants or non-immigrants, small businesses across our county are being impacted because of the raids, because people are fearful of going out and shopping, and they are also seeing their jobs lost or eliminated because people are not coming to their shops, especially if they're owned and run by small mom-and-pop immigrant stores and retailers. And we're also talking about major districts here, the Flower District. So you know that the impact is real. You can see it.
Doing some Thanksgiving grocery shopping? Well, consider picking up an extra pie or two on your way out of the store. The Union Station Homeless Services in Pasadena is asking the community to help them prepare for the Thanksgiving season. Karen Adam reports.
People and companies dropped off hundreds of turkeys during Union Station's drive, now underway. But its COO, Amanda Green, says they're still short about 400 as they prepare for their Thanksgiving distribution this Wednesday and their dinner in the park next week, which is a more than 50-year tradition.
We are collecting over 900 this year, and they're going to be distributed as frozen turkeys in our, you know, turkey and all the fixings boxes. And then we're preparing the rest and distributing hot meals next week on the 25th and 26th.
She says there's a lot of need this year as the community as a whole is suffering.
The instability and questioning around SNAP has really thrown people for a loop. There's increases in grocery store prices that we're all feeling, and cost of living is just really high and folks are really struggling. So we're seeing people coming to us with food insecurity that are housed, not just folks that are living outside.
Along with the need for turkeys, Green says they're also in need of cream of mushroom soup, cranberry sauce, the crispy fried onions for the green bean casserole, and pies. They need pies. Bring it all to 412 South Raymond in Pasadena. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
You can drop off turkeys and other items at Union Station Homeless Services. It's open 24/7. Will we finally see the Epstein files? 427-1 was the vote in the House. The Senate Majority Leader says they could vote by the end of the day, and it sounds like the president will sign it. That would mean the Justice Department would have to release a, quote, searchable, downloadable version of the files within 30 days.
The bill now goes to the Senate. If it passes there, the president now says he will sign it, which is confusing to some Epstein survivors.
While I do understand that your position has changed on the Epstein files, and I'm grateful that you have pledged to sign this bill, I can't help to be skeptical of what the agenda is.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
10 months after the Palisades fire devastated Will Rogers State Park, the park is open again, and the Bronco Wildlife Fund was there to celebrate. Larry Perrell reports.
The park has reopened, but a volunteer group is removing invasive species and putting in more native plants to complete the job. Natalie Simon is Bronco enthusiast at the Ford Motor Company, which is providing their fifth year of funding for park improvements around the country.
So it was a celebration for opening up the state park, but also Bronco Wild Fund's five-year anniversary celebration.
Simon says the money will be used until it runs out.
We're impacting it with over $100,000. So however that donation, however far it goes.
She adds the larger national improvements include other parks here locally. I'm Larry Perrell, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Lakers fans have been waiting for the season debut of LeBron James, who's been sidelined with sciatica. He's returned to practice and is listed as questionable to play in tonight's game against the Utah Jazz. He told reporters he still has work to do.
My lungs feel like a newborn baby. That's the most important thing. I got to get my lungs back up to a grown man, and my voice is already gone. One day back barking out calls and assignments and stuff, and getting my voice working again.
If he doesn't play in tonight's home game, his next chance would be on Sunday, also against Jazz, this time in Utah. A new type of fashion hit the runway this weekend in New York City, designed here in Los Angeles, made from the wool of a certain type of ram. Here's Emily Valdez.
You may have heard of the gay penguins, now introducing the gay sheep. LA-based fashion designer Michael Schmidt.
The yarn itself is a really wonderful quality yarn. Of course it would, because it's gay.
Schmidt says about 1 out of 9 rams refuse to mate with the females. Instead, they prefer the males. What happens to them?
Yes, they're killed. And this mirrors a lot of the mistreatment that LGBTQ people are experiencing throughout the world and have throughout time.
So an openly gay German farmer has created a gay sheep sanctuary. Rainbow Wool, Grinder, and Michael Schmidt teamed up to create a 37-piece line.
The pieces themselves are not, you'd never know they were made from gay yarn. You would never know. There's nothing gay inherently in a sweater or a, you know, anything like that. But it's the way that they're styled.
And what he means by that is after gay idols throughout the decades, a Roman sweater, a greaser bomber jacket, things like that.
That's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.